or lechay mishum gidish v'chay twice. El ma iye nisachal liso lechay mishum tumei. A kol pon let it be chay mishum behemet tumei the kodim. So who the svar should be? We ain't the gidim. Maybe he holds ain't the gidim less than tam. That there's no tam at all in the gidim, and therefore there's no issa behemet tumei. But if so, a kol pon lechay mishum gid on the gid, let's be chay mishum gid on moshe then. There is no problem of Yisachal Nisa. The old ain't the Gidim, there's no taste of that Gid, so there's no problem then. There's no Yisachal Tameyu on it until now. Let the Yisachal Bichal. On the Rabbi says, no, Yerlam Rulab Shimon Old Kasavar ain't the Gidim Lesson Tam. Taken no Tam and Gidim Gidim Osha. If so, why aren't you also on a Bema Tameyu? The Chudazana Shalad Issa Bichal Nisa, it's only the Gidim Osha alone. The Mura says, Echnami, Vishani Hosom, the other Kredit Apostle says, Al Kain La Yerchlu Bnei Yisrael of Gidim Osha. So with Ashen, me shagidi osa obsar muta. It's only osa gidanosha something of an animal that the rest of the meat you're allowed to eat. Only the gidi can eat. Yotazua goes out from here, a behema tumeya, shagidi yasa obsar yasa. That's the reason of Rabbi Shimon. There's a special verse that calls that the yisa gidanosha only applies to behema that you could eat from the meat. But a behema tumeya can eat from the meat, so there's no yisa gidanosha chal upon it. Ah, that the old about the Yisra behemoth Tumeya, that he holds no ain't begidim leisim tam. I think the Rashba thought explained that the machlokes here of yesh begidim ain't begidim. Everybody agrees the gidim nosha, the vein, gives off very small amount of taste. So machlokes says that small amount that he gives off, is that called the tam of meat? That could be also, or maybe no, it's not called the tam of meat. It's not also. It's only a special zeras hakotz about the Yisra gidim nosha. It's also, but here about behemoth Tumeya, though, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's muta. There's no Issa to eat it. There's no Issa of Bein Tameya. And the one thing is no Issa of Gira Nosha, because it is Gzeret HaKosef. The other one says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, that Oichel Gid HaNosha Shenevela. If somebody eats the Gid HaNosha of a Behemah that's in the Vela, the dog without a Shechita, so Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Meir holds Yechayiv twice, both for the Issa Gid HaNosha and for the Issa of Nevela. V'chachom Moimrim, Ein Mechayiv Elo Achas. You only chayiv one, that's all. Well, because they hold ein yisachal alisa. Therefore, the yisn nevela is not chal upon the din of Gid HaNosha. And you may hold no, you say yisachal alisa over here, at least by Gid HaNosha. But nevela. That nevela is chal upon the yisn Gid HaNosha. But the more says, Umoi dim chacham the Rabbi Meir, but the chom agreed to Rabbi Meir. The yoichal Gid HaNosha shall oilom, the shashar ha-nisko shachayiv shnayim. That if you eat the Gid HaNosha from a korban oilo, or else from a shore that killed somebody, so the locha is it's chayiv skil itself, and it doesn't pass on already, they made it into a shore on Yiskal, even before they stone it, if somebody eats now from its Gid HaNosha, shechayiv shtayim, in these two cases, it's chayiv twice. So Rashi says, why the chomer is so, because the yis is very chomer. Oish ha-shore on Yiskal, or else from oilo. Omai chum rayu, shasurim bano, what's the chum of it that the rasta bano? So therefore, up until now, Gid HaNosha was mutabano, it's only Yasa Vachila. Now that it's called the Yisra from the Korban Oilo, or the Yisra from Shah Niskal, that's also Bano. This is a more chomadic Yisra. Here we say Yisra Chal Alo Yisra. Tavimor says, Oman Haitana, who is this Tana? The Yisra Koilel, Yisra Chal Al Yisra Lesley. But Yisra Koilel, the Yisra Chomer Islay. Who holds this? Who's the Tana? Rashi with the Chomin. That the Yisra Koilol Yisachal Yisra Lesley, only the Yisra Koilol Yisra Chomer. Let's look at this, let's look at Perushe. Yisra Gid Chal Mishen Oilo. Since it was born, it's Chal Yisra Gid HaNosha. The Koilol Mishen is Nablo Ha Yigid also, before it became in the Vela, the Gid of it was also. Ubsara Muta, only the Gid was lost, not the Bosa. Now once the animal dies, it becomes in the Vela, now it's Neser after Sarah. So who is called an Yisra Koilel? It's not only being chal upon the Gid HaNosha, it's being chal upon more things, even the Bosa. So, and still the Chum say, you do not say Yisra Chal Lissa. And when the animal dies and eats the Gid HaNosha, you're not chayiv for Nevela. Vashenken over here, by Yishra Niskal, or by Korban Oilo, here he does say the Yisra Chal, because it's an Yisra Chomer. So who is the Psha, who is this Tana, the Tana Kamra, that holds that an Yisra Koilel alone is not chal al Lissa? Only if Yisra Koilel is a more chomadik Yisra, then it's chal. So my friend says, oh, my Rovo, Reb Yossi Aglili, he goes according to Reb Yossi Aglili. It's a Yisra Chal Yisra. If just eating a dover tomei, you're not chayav koros. It's only if you eat it when you become tomei. See, even after you became tomei, there should be that since the chayfet was offered to you already before, at nisa tumor, we say ein nisa chalisa. Only knows the chum's about to be a fee. Af tomei shochel at the tor. Even a person that's tomei, when he goes to eat kashim at store, kivin shenaga boy. As soon as he touches the kashim, mitamei, it becomes tomei. And still when the person eats it, it's chayav koros. So what's trying you, Rabbi Yossi, that you say if the boss is tamei and then you eat it, you're not chayav koros. So more answer, the more says, the chura shapi karmine rabbonim Rabbi Yossi Lili. The chura the rabbonim say very good, that's Rabbi Yossi Lili. What's trying Rabbi Yossi Lili? The chura every time before you eat it, you are mitamei the boss first. There's always stated that a person that's tamei is eating boss of tamei, so you're chayav koros. How could Rabbi Yossi say it's only if you eat boss of tamei, and not as he was a familiar. So for instance, the Yomar Rebbe, Rebbe says, the Nitzmah HaGuf, the case like this, in a case where first the person became Tommy, and at that time the boss was still tall. So Yachar Kach Nitzmah boss, and later first the boss became Tommy. In such a case, I tell you, Kuliyam, everybody holds, Kuliyam, Malay, Pliga Bichad, everybody holds, Taki Yachayif. Why the Yisra Chorus Kodim? Because again, to this person was chal nisa koros first, meaning as soon as you became tamei, there was chal nisa upon you now that you're not allowed to eat kachim. And you know right now, if you eat kachim, you chayav koros. So even before the bosa became tamei, you had the yisra upon yourself. Therefore, that's called that yisra chal first. Ki pligu eres the machlokes in the yisra vila and chachamim. Ki pligu eres the machlokes the nitma bosa, where first the bosa, this piece of kachim became tamei. The Yachakach Nitma Guf, and then the Guf became Tomei. Here's the Machlokes. Rabbonin Islehu Isakolo. Rabbonin Ofer Esvav Isakolo. The what? The Migu, the Mechayiv, Achatichas Teroes, the Yalmo, Mechayiv Nami, Achatichas Temeyom. In the case, even though this piece of meat became Tomei first, but now that you became Tomei, now it's Nisakolo Chal upon you, the Isinalari, even other pieces of meat that are tall. So this is now called other pieces of meat, not only on this piece of meat that was tummy until now, but even on pieces of meat of kutchum that's tall, now that you became tummy and alarit, that's called the Nisra Kermel. So, the Rabbanim hold the Nigel, the Mechayev, Achtichos, the Heres, since it's called Nisra Kermel on other pieces of meat, the Almo, other ones, Mechayev, Nam, Achtichos, the Tamei, Yechayev on this first piece of Achtichos, the Tamei also. The Rabbi Yehi said, Lili, Lestla Yisra Kerlo, basically does not help in the story of Yisra Kerlo. Why? The Migu, Lili, does not help in the story of Migu. The Rabbi Yehi really holds by Yisra Kerlo, still you say, Ein Yisra Chal Lissa. Simar says, but Rabbi Yehi said, Lili, need the Yisra Kerlo, Lestla, the Yisra Chal, but still, why don't I say, Yehovi Yisra Chomo, Yichol Yisra Chal? Or my Migu, Tumas Aguf. Sure, too much good to call it. It's still a kasha on the Yisra Gmili here. Lechura, it's an Yisra Chomer now. True. Even though the piece of meat first became Tomei, it was an Yisra on this meat already. But Lechura, now that you become Tomei, that's an Yisra Kerlos. Not only Chal on this piece of meat, you can eat it. It's Chal either on even another piece of meat. That's Tor. And this Yisra now, not only is a Kerlos, but it's also an Yisra Chomer. Now if you eat the piece of meat, you chayav koros. So, why is this yoke from this? Smer says that no, Omer of Ashi says, Man Leimelon, who told you? The Tumas Sagus Chamura, who told you the fact that you became Tomei? And now when you eat Kachim, even though you have Chorus, who said that sitted on Issa Chamur, a more strict Issa, Dilma maybe Tumas Besa Chamura, maybe the fact that Besa became Tomei, that's a more strict, that's a more chumrah. Why? The less like tire of mikvah. Because once the meat became tummy, it can't be in the tire, and oichel can't become tire anymore. There's no deal to put oichel in the mikvah. It's only lach of a man, another more can them become tummy, that you can retire them in the mikvah. But when the meat, when the oichel becomes tummy, there's no way to retire it. So maybe if I can't, maybe when the oichel became tummy, that's considered a more chumrah tumrah. And that's why later, when the isra on the guf is chal, even if it's Nisakolo, but not called a chomer, that's why it's not chal. So our co-point, and we're coming out right now, according to the Yisra Lili, it could be that a regular Nisakolo does not hold from, but it's possible to say maybe Nisakolo, which is more chomer, maybe that he would hold from. So that's some rabbin before that a revelist of kovah don't hold from, where it becomes an issa of a kovah oma, of a shohaniskos, issa by north, the more chomer the issa, then it is chal. That's the most question, the chlal, for Rabbi Yosi had